on the Auburn Sports Network. Alpha Insurance presents This Week in Auburn Athletics. Protect your cars, home, life, and business with Alpha. Find your local agent at alphainsurance.com. Here's Jacob Hillman.
Auburn Equestrian won its sixth consecutive SEC championship on Saturday over Texas A&M in College Station. Individually, Alexa Tordoff, Caroline Friedenberg, and Mary Grace Seegers each earned the most outstanding performances. Head coach Jessica Braswell recaps the championship performance.
What a weekend. I couldn't be more proud of this team. You know, they worked so hard. They've worked so hard all year and through the ups and the downs and kept pushing forward and were committed to being their best when it mattered. And they were awesome all weekend. And it came from all parts of the team. We played Georgia on Friday, a tough opponent that we played pretty evenly all year. And we were tied at the half and knew it would be tight. And then the horsemanship squad went out there and went 5-0, which was a huge momentum shift for us. And then against Texas A&M on Saturday, we went out there and flat and went 5-0 to get things started. And I think that that really, you know, foot on the gas got us going through the rest of the meet. So proud of these guys. And it was a great weekend.
Coach Braswell is in her first year as head coach of the Tigers after head coach emeritus Greg Williams retired following last season. Coach Braswell talks about getting the job done along with her first year assistants.
It meant a lot. You know, it was a relief, I think, more than anything. And it was funny. So both Coach Searles and Coach Kurtz, they came through the program and they're in their first and second year of coaching. And I joked with them a little bit. I'm like, is it tougher as a coach or as a student athlete? They're like, oh, man, as a coach. Because, you know, you're worried about the whole picture, not just yourself and not just what you have to go do, but what the whole team does. And to be able to do it for, you know, for Coach Williams and his first year as head coach emeritus and just continuing the legacy and continuing the streak, it was a big one. And I'm proud that we were able to do it and couldn't be more proud of this team.
Auburn looks to close out the season with another championship as the team will head to Ocala, Florida for the 2024 NCAA championship, April 18th through 20th. A-Day weekend has finally arrived for Auburn football as the Tigers get ready to host their annual spring game on Saturday. Head coach Hugh Freeze previews the format of this year's A-Day game.
Every Tuesday and Saturday, it's been ones-on-ones. We don't like to really say ones-on-ones. We say blue and orange and white, and you're constantly rotating people at some positions for sure. But we're going to do good on good in spring all the time. And Saturday, I think, I honestly started to turn this over to you guys and just let the media decide, but chances are you put all of y'all in the room, y'all couldn't come to a consensus either, just like a coaching staff. So I think the easiest format, we went through everything in the world from, you know, two first downs, get you this. And I said, I can't do all that. And so we're putting 27-0 on the scoreboard defense and let's go play and see. I'll vary the field positions and see what happens, you know, see if the offense can overtake the defense at 27-0. Obviously, if the defense were to have a pick six or something, they would add to their or a block field goal for a return, or they would add to that. But barring they don't do that, it's 27-0, and see if the offense can score 28 in the time allowed.
With the 8-day game signifying the conclusion of spring practice, Coach Freeze talks about what he hopes to see out of his team on Saturday.
Number one, you hope for great weather for the fans, and that they can enjoy getting on campus and being around each other, and that we would be clean in our operations. Y'all have heard me talk about before how this is tough on getting a lot out of the day. But, you know, it is what it is, and it's right for everybody at Auburn. So we're going to make the best of it, and we're going to go compete. And I think our kids will do that and do it passionately. Now, are the guys that limit their snaps probably so that you know about and you know what they can do? We'll probably limit some of those guys. But other than that, it should be, man, we want to make it a competitive day. That you don't want to see flags all over the field. That would irritate me. and you just, you know, you want to play clean and you want to execute fairly well on both sides. You don't want to go out there and it's 27-0 and the offense doesn't get a first down the whole day. That would be discouraging. So you're hoping that you just see some good execution from each side and a lot of competition and taking pride in competing each snap and stay healthy.
The 8A game will be held on Saturday at Jordan-Hare Stadium at 1 Central, and you can still purchase tickets for just $10 at aubtix.com. Auburn Sports Network coverage will begin at 1 o'clock with Voice of the Tigers Andy Burcham and analysts Jason Campbell, Ronnie Brown, and Will Herring. Auburn baseball was supposed to visit UAB last night, but weather forced that game to be postponed to tonight at 6 Central. Head coach Butch Thompson talks about his message to his team going into this week.
This is who you are. This is who you're not going to run from. This is going to be your role for this upcoming weekend. You don't have to carry the burden of the world. We're all going to come together and do this collectively. And that's what I see. Things can look different in 2 or 3 weeks. That's what the beauty of this league is. We have 7 weeks before us. And, you know, we have the program at an expectation that we're supposed to, you know, try to make a run at this thing and get to the postseason. But right now, you know, all of that's in jeopardy, like it is every single year for a lot of clubs in our league. And this is put the head down. Let's get better. Let's redefine what we're doing. Let's circle the wagons and do this together. And, you know, the next 2 weekends are at home. So put your head down for 2 weeks, and then we'll reassess.
The Tigers will return from Birmingham for an 8-game homestand, beginning with No. 4 Tennessee. Coach Thompson previews this weekend's pitching plan.
I think we'll do some different things with our pitching this weekend to where, you know, nobody's really separated and said, hey, man, I'm the guy in this deal. And so we just put all our pitchers back together in a group, and they all can help us in some way. So if we got to chop it up a little bit, if the strength's in having 80% of our innings back and things of that nature, but our challenge has been not being able to get the game underway or getting to the fifth inning. It's been okay. But when you play these teams, just like you will continue to play teams that absolutely we're not keeping pace with, probably starting pitching in the middle relief, the captain obvious here. But, you know, let's give our guys that are absolutely competing in a big way. We can still use all of our pieces, but let's just put them all as to one pitching staff. And let's chop this thing up. You started to see it. You saw that a little bit Game 3. If somebody didn't have it, they got right out. And maybe you're just trying to find a hot hand. Maybe that's how we have to use this staff a little bit more, deeper of the left-handed, the right-handed, the matchups, and let's figure out a way to piece this thing together.
Auburn hosts the Volunteers Friday at 6 Central, Saturday at 3:30, and Sunday at 1, with Auburn Sports Network coverage beginning 15 minutes before first pitch of each game. Be sure to tune in tomorrow night at 6 Central for the season finale of Tiger Talk, live from Baumhauer's Victory Grill, with Andy Burcham and Brad Law on the Auburn Sports Network. They will be joined by head football coach Hugh Freeze, head baseball coach Butch Thompson, and sophomore center fielder Chris Stanfield. Back with more This Week in Auburn Athletics after this message from Alpha Insurance.
You know that feeling when you're doing what you love? You're in the zone, truly and fully alive, lost in thought. You know what you're not thinking about? Insurance. That's where Alpha comes in. Alpha handles all things insurance, so you're free to do anything. So get out there and live your best life. Whatever your thing is, we've got you covered. That's life with Alpha Insurance. Visit alphainsurance.com to learn more.
Auburn softball grabbed a game from No. 4 Tennessee in the series finale on Sunday, which was also head coach Bicky Dean's 700th career victory. Coach Dean recaps the win and talks about the milestone.
Only because our sports department always has to do that stuff. They know I don't like that stuff. Even with Maddie, I think, you know, I don't like them thinking about that stuff. And so it's one of 700, but this is a special group right here because, you know, they fight. And a lot of people want them to quit and give up. Yeah. They really do, but they're not going to. So they're going to have to just hate it for a little bit longer because we're going to keep fighting and we're going to keep winning.
The Tigers will step out of conference this week, beginning with an in-state battle with Samford tonight at 6 Central at J&B Moore Field before some tournament action with Georgia Tech and Louisiana Tech this weekend. Coach Dean talks about facing non-conference opponents at this point in the year.
You take it as it comes, to be quite honest. You know, you just want to make sure that you're getting better each week and and that you're staying on track. And, you know, we got some teams coming in here pretty daggone good. And, it's not conference play, but it's not. It's definitely not where it's a weekend that you can say, all right, let's relax. Thank goodness we do get to play at home this late in the season. That's always nice.
Auburn hosts the War Eagle Classic at J.B. Moore Field against Louisiana Tech and Georgia Tech on Friday at 2 and 5 Central and Saturday at 1 and 4. Tickets are available at aubtix.com, and coverage can be heard all weekend long on Weagle 91.1 FM and the Auburn Tigers app. Men's tennis has completed its road schedule for the 2024 season and is getting set for a 5-match homestand to close out the regular season. The schedule this weekend includes matchups with Alabama, Mississippi State, and Alabama A&M. Head coach Bobby Reynolds previews the Crimson Tide.
We've gone back and forth. We played them earlier this year at Blue Gray, and same thing. Had chances to close them out, and weren't able to do that in the third set. So, a lot of the matchups I would imagine are going to be probably the same. They've moved a couple guys up. Maybe their four is now playing two. So, you know, everything's thrown out the window when you're playing Bama, and the emotions that are going to be running through our guys and their guys is going to be, you know, to the extreme. So it really starts off on Friday. I think we match up very well with them. I think from a double standpoint, we match up very well with them. So we need to use our home court advantage. We need to use our slower courts that we traditionally are successful on, and really our opponents don't like to come and play it outside at Yarborough. So we need to use all that to our advantage to really help us get over that hurdle of these last 2 weeks.
The Tigers host Alabama on Friday at 3 Central for its all-Auburn, all-Orange match at Mississippi State and Alabama A&M on Sunday at noon and 4. All three matches will be held at the Yarborough Tennis Center. Number 14 Gymnastics is getting set for its NCAA regional following a weekend off from competition. Head coach Jeff Graba talks about the key to Auburn's success.
You know, I would say leadership. We've had some athletes who've been to a Final Four, and we've had some athletes who've struggled on the road in these pressure situations. I think both those things are beneficial to bring to the young people. You know, we do have 10 new people on this team, and this is a do or die situation of postseason. You know, sometimes you rise to the occasion, and sometimes you can let the occasion be a little too big. And we want to make sure that we're big enough for the stage that we're on. So I would say leadership, making sure people get their head on straight. And, you know, it's pretty simple. Just do your job. We're a really good team. We should be competitive in every round, but we have to be very good. So it's a matter of just calming down and doing our job and not getting outside of our bubble.
The Tigers will compete in the night session on Friday at 9 Central against number one seed and host Cal, Stanford, and the winner of the Southern Utah San Jose State play-in. Coach Graba talks about surviving and advancing in the tournament.
We don't have to worry about our score. We don't have to worry about anything else. We just have to beat two teams. And that's actually the whole story of the tournament. You got to beat two teams to get to the next round, all the way until the Final Four. So that's the goal. The goal is to, you know, just have great performances, be healthy, be strong, be mentally tough, and beat a couple teams and get to the next rounds, you know, survive in advance.
The top two teams from the night session in Berkeley will advance to the regional final on Sunday against the top two teams from the afternoon session on Friday. Number 16 women's tennis completed its home schedule in a huge way, taking down number 4 Georgia on senior day. It was the Tigers' first win over a top 4 team since taking down the Bulldogs in 2017. Head coach Lester Cook talks about the team's performance over the last few weeks.
I mean, this is crunch time. This is what we've been working towards the whole year, and we're ready for it. You know, we're peaking. We're getting better every week, and it couldn't happen at a better time, right? Like, this is it. We got 3 more conference matches and then 2 tournaments. So, we're just focusing on what we're improving each week and going out and executing that. You know, we got to stay focused and not try to think too much about, oh, well, if we win this and, you know, this will be our seeding going to the tournament, you know, trying to take it one match at a time, one point at a time. But, you know, obviously that's in the back of the head. That this is really important for saving the body, saving, you know, trying to get a couple of buys, like you mentioned, in the tournament. But you know, I mean, every team in SEC is tough and everyone's had good results, bad results. So I think that takes a little bit out of our control, and we just really need to focus on the match at hand that day.
Auburn will head to Tuscaloosa on Friday at 5 Central to face number 24 Alabama for its lone match this weekend. Track and field put together several strong performances at the Florida Relays in Gainesville this weekend. Head coach Leroy Burrell recaps the weekend.
Oh, absolutely. We've had three very good meets in a row. We've had performances that are really noteworthy and have put us on the map, so to speak, every single week from one event group to the next to the next. I think the women had a really strong meet last week. The men, a real strong week this week. So it's all coming together. And at a certain point, I think we're going to reach a bit of a critical mass, so to speak, where we'll get all different components of our team performing at a high level. And we didn't even mention the our men's middle distance group. You know, we had four guys run in the 340s in the 1500, which is something that hadn't been done around here in a long time. And that event group has a lot more in its tank as well. So that, it's just really exciting. We've been talking about the things that we felt like the group of athletes that we've collected and attracted here at Auburn, performing at this level. It's just taken us a little while to get there. And now it's time for us to get everyone performing at a very high level at the same time. And that's what we're looking forward to doing as we approach the championship part of our season.
Up next, the Tigers will split duties to compete in Tuscaloosa at the Crimson Classic and in Miami at the Hurricane Alumni Invitational on Friday and Saturday. Number 10 women's golf claimed its second consecutive Liz Murphy Collegiate Classic victory in Athens on Saturday, winning the event by 11 shots over Florida. Now, a trio of Tigers get set to compete in the Augusta National Women's Amateur this weekend. Head coach Melissa Llewellyn previews the event.
Yeah, the first two rounds are going to be on Wednesday and Thursday at a beautiful golf course called Champions Retreat. It's a very difficult golf course, and a lot of the players, you know, they feel like they need to prepare most for that golf course because obviously that's where they make the cut to the top 30 players. Every player in this field is fantastic. They take it off the world amateur rankings, and it is quite an accomplishment just to qualify for this event. So after the two rounds, after 36 holes, they'll make a cut on Thursday. And then on Friday, all the participants get to play Augusta National. And the 30 that make the cut, that's their practice round. And the others just for the true experience and enjoyment of Augusta National. And then Saturday, those top 30 tee it up for the final round. And it is televised. And, you know, initially the crowds weren't that big, but then it started to catch on. And so the Masters put it into the lottery system. So the people who sign up for tickets for the Masters, if they don't get tickets there, then they get tickets to the Augusta National Women's Am. And most people, they just want to go to Augusta. They want to be on the grounds. And so there are so many people at the Augusta National Women's Am, and it is quite an atmosphere for those young women.
2022 Augusta National Women's Amateur Champion Anna Davis, 2023 U.S. Women's Amateur Champion Megan Schofield, and 2023 SEC All-Freshman Casey Weidenfeld will each compete in the 72-player field Wednesday through Saturday representing the Tigers. Number 2 men's golf earned its third consecutive tournament title following a wire-to-wire win at the Seahawk Intercollegiate. The victory was head coach Nick Kleiner's 50th at Auburn and a school record 6th of the season. Coach Kleiner talks about the culture in his locker room.
I think they would prefer to play in about 75 degrees and no wind. you know, it's just been a grind. I think not just physically, but mentally, the grind when the weather's bad and the wind's blowing and greens are firm and fast. And, you know, it's just you have to give it you can't take a shot off. You got to be locked in and focused on every shot. And sometimes that's difficult over a 5 hour, 5.5 hour round, especially when you're playing two rounds in one day, you know, which we've done probably more than we've done in the past. You know, we played these 36, 18 events. And for the people watching, you know, we get up at 6 a.m. and we don't get to the hotel, back to the hotel until 9:30 at night. So it's a 15 and a half hour day by the time we have team meetings and everything like that, just to wrap it up and get ready for the next round coming up the next morning. But no, we're excited. We got great players. We have incredible culture. We have great chemistry. I just can't say enough about that locker room. These guys get along. They compete against each other. They love on each other. They care about each other. And I think that's why we've had so much success. I mean, are we the most talented team in the country? Probably not. But we've had a lot of success just because of our culture.
The Tigers will spend the next week getting ready for their regular season finale at the Mossy Oak Collegiate in West Point, Mississippi on April 15th and 16th. To view full schedules and more information, visit AuburnTigers.com or download the Auburn Tigers app. For This Week in Auburn Athletics, presented by Alpha Insurance, I'm Jacob Hillman. War Eagle!